anything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend, and welcome to Hotel Weekend Showcase. I'm your front desk clerk, Tom Kinney. Your room is waiting. The Blue Room, one of Chico's leading theaters, has on stage this weekend only Fresh Ink 2018, presenting three brand new one-act plays, all set in one hotel. We'll be talking with a director and several cast members from that festival of plays. And we'll also visit the Snidel Gallery in Chico, where we'll hear all about the artwork on display for June. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Enjoy your stay. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
At the Orland Art Center, in the exhibit The American West, A Way of Life, Tracy Libby displays her fine art photographs of the American West, images such as the wide open spaces of Wyoming. Meet the photographer at a reception happening right now at the center and lasting till 7. Tonight, the Retrotones shake Chico's downtown plaza with some classic rock starting at 7 o'clock. Tonight, Chico Theater Company opens its latest production, Footloose, a stage musical based on the 1984 hit movie. Filled with all the songs you know and love, this rockin' show plays tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. Tonight, singer-songwriter Hannah Jane Kyle, along with her nine-piece band, takes the stage at the Chico Women's Club to celebrate the release of her two new albums. She'll be singing her brand new songs at this concert, which starts at 8 o'clock. Chico's Red Tavern on the Esplanade near 3rd Avenue displays North State Realities and Fantasies, paintings by Dolores Mitchell. Among her subjects, Caper Acres, 1 Mile Swimming Pool, and Chico Aerial Orchards and Rice Fields. At MALCA, the Museum of Northern California Art in Chico, Persistence, an exhibit of works by 60 women artists from Northern California. Museum hours, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursday through Sunday. Yuba City's Acting Company ends its run of the classic British crime thriller, An Inspector Calls. The mystery is on stage tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30, with a final performance Sunday at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Born today, Hollywood legend Marilyn Monroe. Imperfection is beauty, madness is genius, she expressed, and it's better to be absolutely ridiculous than absolutely boring.
This weekend's production at the Blue Room Theater in Chico is Fresh Ink 2018. If you've attended Fresh Ink in past years, you know how it works. Three writers were chosen, and then three directors were chosen. The directors and writers auditioned actors and came up with three separate casts. The writers were given just 1 week to write new one-act plays. The directors and the actors were then given just a week and a half to rehearse and prepare for opening night. Now it's your turn to take part as an audience member to see the results. Let's visit the Blue Room Theater to hear from some of the people creating Fresh Ink 2018.
We have here Dylan Agnew, and he is the only actor that's in all three plays at Fresh Ink 2018. So you are the bellhop. What's it like being in so many different situations with three totally different plays?
Well, it's definitely an interesting experience performing for three different directors, three different scripts, style of writing, three different casts. It was kind of a brand new experience for me. But when I came into Fresh Ink, I was looking for a challenge. And I found that with getting to jump around a lot, trying to fit all these styles into one three-act narrative. It's been awesome. It's been really great.
Well, in most of these plays, you're sort of a functionary of the hotel, doing the job of overseeing everything for the hotel. Although in one play, I don't want to have any spoiler here, you actually have a personal story that goes on. How do you do that shift between going to a personal story from being just the bellhop?
Well, it definitely begins with how the story was written. It made it easier for me to make that switch from kind of a professional exterior to more, hey, this is a little personal. This is a little bit more of the bellhop's internal story. The writing definitely phrased it in a way that it didn't make it difficult to transition. And just the way that the narrative goes in that particular act, it just was very dynamic. And it really helped me get to that emotional state for that story.
Have you seen Fresh Ink before in previous years?
I have not. This is actually my first experience with the Blue Room and with the Fresh Ink experience, and it's been wonderful.
So as a person who is going through this process for the first time, what's your comments about this whirlwind process of having a script that's written in a week and then having a week with the directors and the actors and then it's opening night?
Well, it's definitely much more difficult than, say, getting 3 months that you normally get with a play, and you can hammer down every single little detail. There's a lot more personal talent and a lot more personal drive that goes into memorizing your lines, memorizing your blocking, and it just really helps you grow as an actor. Just this 3-week experience, I've learned new tools and new ways to create a character and how to perform on stage with very little to go on. So it's been fantastic.
Well, each of these three brand new plays have different casts, except for you. You're the only one that's in all of the plays. What's it like working with totally different casts?
Well, there's definitely an experience of getting to act with different people. Most of the time when you're in a show that's an hour, 2 hours long, you're dealing with the same 12 people, getting into that groove of bouncing off of the same people on stage. But when you're going from three people to three people to three people and different stories and different characters, there's just so much more stage presence that you have to bounce off of, because in theater, it's all about the other person on stage. It's definitely been awesome getting to experience switching gears really fast with how different acting styles and different directing styles are between the people on stage.
We were talking with Dylan Agnew. He plays the bellhop, the one character that's on all three plays for Fresh Ink 2018. Now I'm here with Mick Moore, an actor in the first of the three plays. What's this process been like for you, making a play so quickly?
It's definitely much different than obviously the process of your usual play. The creative process and the read-through and the rehearsals, we just cram it all into a 3-week period. The whirlwind of it, like the spontaneity, is just off the charts. If anything, the anxiety of just such a short rehearsal time, then we go straight into tech and performances, amps up our anxiety and really, I think, the fun level of it. As opposed to just knowing like, oh, I have so much time to craft this. Like, it's just bam, bam. And I think that kind of adds to the energy.
Well, tell us about your character.
I play Senator Chad Carlson, Junior United States Senator from Nevada, which ironically is where I used to live. He's very egotistical, very right-winged, very conservative to a cartoonish degree, but is also very hypocritical because he very much has an ample sexual appetite.
So how did you approach this play? You just said that your character has certain attributes to a cartoonish degree. Do you see it as heightened, almost cartoonish, or is it more like it's real for you?
I never thought of him as like not a real person that we've all met. I think that when the doors are closed and we're talking to a maximum of one other person, we really do become different people. And I feel like our truest selves come out. In this case, I'm buying a prostitute. So I feel very confident, very just master of my surroundings. That transparency really comes out. He's very much a caricature and is very over the top, but he's no different than people I've run into in the past when they really let loose.
You're in this hotel room, and this hotel room visually stays the same for all three plays. Actually, this is the first time in Fresh Ink the three plays have been united like this. They all happen in the same hotel. Describe how you feel about being in this show with three pretty different plays, but there's a unification because they're all basically on the same set. Do you feel united with the other two plays?
Oh, absolutely. I find it interesting that they all have a little thread of comedy, some more than others, but I feel like they all fall in that spectrum, and then they all have a decent dose of drama inherent in the narrative. So they have that in common, but hotels in general are kind of an eerie place because, like a bus stop, there's just people coming and going constantly. I used to work in a hotel. Uh-huh. I used to, you know, work the front desk and do all that cleaning and everything. And just the sheer spectrum, once again, of people that come in and out, they bring their own experiences, whether bright or dark. You never know what kind of experience has been shared in the room before you got there. It's unsettling, but really interesting, and says a lot about people and what they bring wherever they go.
Your character is very sure of himself. He's that slick politician kind of person who totally thinks they own everything. And yet, in the course of this short play, you have some surprises in store for you, and you kind of are forced to see things differently. Talk about your character arc going from totally owning the world to maybe a reckoning of some kind.
When I first approached this character, honestly, the model that I had, at least for like the first part of it, before that transition, all I could think of was like Jack Nicholson. For some reason, there's just something about just the smarminess and the condescension and just the sheer overconfidence, you know what I mean? Everything, like, I feel like he could just walk in a room and just think, like, everyone would want to sleep with me with little to no effort. And he starts off that way. And even with people he's not interested in sexually, they're all just objects. They're all just pieces he moves around. He gets very physical with the bellhop in particular because he's just kind of part of the help. And the same with his bodyguard. Once Eve really flips that switch, you know, he becomes just so much more emasculated. And I think having a character that is not just the same all the way through is just so much more interesting, just to see him completely broken down and shriveled. And even the last line that he has is very confident still on the surface, but you can tell there's an undercurrent of defeat.
We've been talking with Mick Moore, one of the actors in the first of the three plays at Fresh Ink 2018. Now I'm talking with the director of the second of the three plays, Julia Rauter. Tell me about the play that you directed.
The play is called How to Restart a Heart. The girl is trying to impress a guy, not for love, but for promotion. She's also trying not to worry her boyfriend about the situation. All three of them end up in the same hotel room together, and the story unfolds.
Have you directed for Fresh Ink before?
Yeah, I've done the last 2 years.
Talk about the process, what it's like for you to cast a play when you don't even know what the play is. You get the play that's been written in 1 week, and then you only have a little over a week to rehearse the whole thing, and then it's opening night.
It's a hustle. I mean, everyone has to learn their lines real quick, get off book real quick, be able to adjust to blocking real quick. Over the course of rehearsing a play, blocking often changes, and you change it, you know, in a matter of weeks and things like that, but now you do it in days. If someone is sick or has an emergency, you know, that's all things that play into it. So you really have just very little time to rehearse, and that makes it kind of exciting just to see what you can do in that very short amount of time. And also with, you know, not picking a play yourself, you know, you just get a play, you pick a cast, then the play gets written for that cast, then you get the play. Normally it's the other way around. You have the play and you say, oh, this guy, I need this kind of person. But this is the other way around. So that makes it exciting. I like it.
So did the writer write around the four people that you cast?
The writers also come to auditions as well as the directors. And so all the actors audition in front of the writers. Then the writers get a list of people, then they're cast. They get pictures, because sometimes you don't remember from the names if you've only seen them once. They get pictures and names, and then they write the play for the people that they just saw audition.
Now I'm here with Ryan Schallenberger, one of the actors in the second play. Describe your character in this play.
I play a surgeon who is in a relationship with another character in the show, and they're trying to keep it under wraps. He gets frustrated at times because he really loves this other character, but he understands that he needs to keep the relationship a secret for now.
One of the other characters is like a head surgeon or someone who is in a position of authority over you and over the woman that you're involved with.
Yes, and the character I'm dating, she's trying to get a promotion from him to become the next head of surgery.
So you're kind of in an adversarial relationship with this head surgeon guy. What's it like playing that jealousy element of your part?
It's fun. It's a bit hard to do because we're all such good friends off of the stage. But on the stage, we really have to build up the tension and the stakes and act like we don't like each other nearly as much as we do in real life.
We've been talking with Ryan, one of the actors from the second of the three plays at Fresh Ink 2018. Now I'm here with Thomas Draper. He's an actor from the third and final play of the Fresh Ink Festival. Tell me about your character.
My character is probably not even a year out of high school, and his sister's forcing him to go to college, but he's not interested. He's on his college tutors with his sister, who's been raising him probably since he was little. When he's there, like, he gets to talk to the housekeeper, and he starts talking to him, saying, like, maybe you should do what you want. As he's talking to him, he realized maybe he shouldn't go to college like his sister wants him to.
Have you done much theater yourself in the past?
Yeah, when I was younger, I did. I would say for about 6 years, I wasn't doing it, so this is the first time I've done theater in, like, 6 years.
What made you decide to jump back into it with Fresh Ink?
I remember, like, from the previous years, like, 6 years ago, I did it, and I really enjoyed it. It's like, no, I'm more adult now, so I think I'd have more fun doing this.
So what was this like for you this time? Again, the process is that you're cast before there's even a play, then you get the play, and you have a little over a week to rehearse it, and then it's opening night. What was that whirlwind like for you this time?
It was, like, nerve-wracking because our writer didn't get it till, like, Monday. He was, like, a day late to having it, so we were kind of worried. But when we got it, we rehearsed, and by the end, we knew what we were doing pretty well.
It seems to me that your character kept to himself a lot, didn't really reveal himself to people, and it only kind of came out almost by force for you to say what you really wanted as a character.
He's a shy person, you know. His sister's been raising him. He's been having to keep his own opinion to himself because he doesn't want to piss his sister off. But now he finally realizes, like, you know what, I am an actual adult, so I can do what I want at this point in my life.
How did you develop that relationship with the actor who was playing your sister so that you would actually become battling siblings?
Actually, the previous one that was going to be our sister dropped out, and so she's just, like, just filled in, and so, yeah.
You really got to be on your toes with this process because things keep changing, and then they change again. You have very little time to make it all work out. Are you feeling confident now that you've finally come out with a play after all of those changes?
I am, and I think it's going to be a big success. I think people are going to enjoy it, even though it was a rough rehearsal for our play.
That was Thomas Draper from the cast of the third of three plays at the Blue Room Theater, Fresh Ink 2018. Three freshly created one-act plays. They're all happening at the Blue Room Theater. You can see the complete festival tonight at 7:30, tomorrow night at 7:30, or the final performance Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Blue Room Theater in downtown Chico.
our visual art expert Dolores is at the Snidel Gallery in Chico to find out about the current exhibit, which is full of clowns.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and I'm sitting today surrounded by clowns. Those do not include the two people I'm interviewing, talking about the Lynn Criswell show that's currently up, as well as other things that you can see in the gallery through June. James Snidel of the James Snidel Gallery and Dean Wilson, who is a restorer extraordinaire. James, how about your backstory with Lynn Criswell?
We've known each other forever. Lynn Criswell and I, 35 or more years ago, were graduate students sharing a room. The present show is a beautiful collection of her imagery, her visual vocabulary, using adolescents and young people. These portraits continue the ideas that she's worked with for years.
The show is called Clowns and Portraits. It's really difficult to do original images of clowns, but she's managed it.
Definitely. They're clowns interpreted in a very Lynn Criswell way.
Dean, can you give some commentary on how these clowns are framed?
It's maple, raw maple. This is a custom frame that Lynn was wanting so that the felt pieces could be suspended inside, sort of a shadow box without a glass front. Very narrow pieces of maple in the front, and it's a natural finish on it.
The clowns, they also seem to float within the frame.
I think that was her intention. Yeah, you could see how, because it's on the felt and it's heavy enough, she didn't want it mounted down. It's sort of suspended just at the top.
Well, everything seems to float in this gallery, from the bird cages to the paintings within the frames. Dean Wilson, you were fascinated by the materials, and of course you would be as a restorer. Tell us about what you've noticed in Lynn's use of materials.
Lynn is making prints onto this industrial felt, which has a very non-reflective quality to it. She's almost collaging parts and pieces together so that her clowns have three or four different images that she's combined. She's also utilizing a glass that's a Czechoslovakian glass. She's doing casting, and it's very unrecognizable as glass because of the finish and the opaqueness of it. She's also incorporated early lucite bird cages that are suspended from the ceiling, and has a aluminum sculpture that she's made, a woody woodpecker head on a small body in front of a birdhouse. Her whole creativity reminds you of youth. A lot of her characters are of children. What I enjoy about her installation is you become part of it. As you step into the room and turn around, you're in the center of all of this art with the bird cages suspended above you. It's a fun installation up through the end of June.
James, another thing I've noticed about your exhibitions is that there's often a wild sense of humor.
I do love a sense of humor in people's art.
In addition to Lynn Criswell's art, what else is on display through June at your gallery?
Some very traditional, beautiful etchings, colored etchings by Eidenberger and Luigi Casimir, well known for doing European cities, recording them in stunning colored etchings. They're just fantastic. There's very traditional collections of Japanese woodblock prints, which I've always loved. And then there's the more wacky funk artists, prints, and paintings. The whole gallery is open to look around. It's very, very eclectic.
It's always a pleasure to come here, and it's marvelous to sit out on the porch.
It is a nice environment, isn't it?
An artistic setting for art. Can you give us a rundown on the location of the gallery and the hours, Dean?
Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 2:30, or by appointment. It's at 254 East 4th Street, and that's just off the corner of Wall, downtown. It's an old Victorian house that we converted over to a gallery. The large hand sculpture is across the street.
Well, thank you both very much.
We're going out today with a new song from Hannah Jane Kyle, one of the North State's favorite singer-songwriters. She released two new albums today, and she's on stage at the Chico Women's Club tonight. Her concert starts at 8 o'clock.
It all started before bed. I let you back into my head, feel to the brim. It was yellow and romantic, light so dim, it made me hazy of our sin.
Checkout time for Weekend Showcase. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.